Welcome to Chapter 20, My Best Breakfast Yet.
Well, now we are moved forward to the spring, the late spring of 1977, and I go back to Utah for the first time since being appointed CEO of Stansberry. So in the meantime, those months over the winter and early spring of 77, I went over the paperwork, and again, this is all the documents, the properties. I'm not a geologist. Were all new to me. I was just trying to figure out from a commercially viable standpoint, you know, what they had already attempted to do, you know, they being the management of Stansberry. And because there were no business people at all, they were strictly miners, or in case of Doc, a geologist. So they had pretty much zero business experience. So I understand why it didn't get off the ground and during the first 6 years that I owned it. Well, anyway, I get out there and I start to have some conversation with Chris about, you know, where do we go from here? How can we get this thing moving along? And going over each of the properties, there was a silver property among others, and there just didn't seem to be attraction to get a partner to help develop it. So I asked Chris at one point, I said, do you have anything else that maybe we could add to the company that would give it some, you know, some juice to get this thing off dead center? And Chris said, well, I own a limestone property. I have no idea what limestone is even used for. And before I even asked, I said, is that commercial? Do you think that is something that people would be interested in, you know, developing? He said, well, it is the purest limestone west of the Mississippi. Now, because of who he was and his world-class reputation, I figured this has got to be good. Having no idea what in the world limestone was used for. So we had several conversations while I was out there. It turns out it is used, one of its main uses is in cement. So at least I felt, you know, here we have something new to pursue, not the old properties that had not gone anywhere. So I would kind of fire it up when I go back home and, you know, start to think about how we could proceed from here. Anyway, we decide before I leave, we go and have breakfast at a place called Little America in Salt Lake City. So Chris and I are having breakfast, and this farmer walks in. How do I know he's a farmer? I'm from West Philadelphia. He had overalls with straps. He had an unusual aroma that I was not familiar with. So that was my clue that he was a farmer. It happened to be that Chris knew him. So we asked him to join us for breakfast. So we were chatting about this and forth, and, you know, and we mentioned, it comes up in a conversation, you know, that we're going to pursue, Chris is going to put a limestone property that he has into Stansberry in exchange for a small amount of stock, because he realized he's not getting any younger and we got to move, we got to make something happen. With that, this farmer lets us know that his next door neighbor is the head geologist for Martin Marietta, who happens to be one of the major cement manufacturers and marketers in America. As you probably figured out, something is coming good from this. About 6-8 months later, I am back in Salt Lake City at our attorney's office with the president of the cement division of Martin Marietta. In that meeting, you would not have ever known who was the penny stock and who was the multi-billion dollar company. For one reason, natural resources, you can't duplicate Mother Nature. So this is not like any other product that they could re-engineer or whatever. This is resource, a natural resource. It was the most fascinating conversation I'd ever had up to that point, certainly. And it turns out that we wound up signing an agreement that committed them to build a $100 million cement plant on our Leamington, Utah limestone property, which would give them a competitive advantage because of the quality of the limestone, and also it would give them new accessibility to some of the Western markets. What I learned from this experience is that I never underestimated anybody ever again in my life upon meeting, regardless of who they were, what they looked like, what they smelled like, nothing, age. I purged myself of any discriminatory attitude I may have had, predisposing people, judging them what they might be, somebody worth talking to or not. I got past all that in one short breakfast. All I know is this. When I left Chris on that visit, after signing that agreement, and headed to the airport, my life was never going to be the same again.
Next up, a chat with the Lord.